glad you could make it. Welcome to the new world order. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shaft.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea. It is a big idea.
Shafta, Illuminati, 1994.
Ein Reich,
ein World,
ein Volk,
ein Race,
ein Jahr.
Their CFR controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all, and they want it now. This Illuminati imports the dope. They create the chaos, string us out, crush our hope. They created AIDS. It's their designer disease to bring you down, to grovel on your knees. They want to vaccinate your child and give them the mark. They want to illuminate you and keep you in the dark. They want you to pay for it with plastic, surrender your soul. They want you under their thumb,
under their control. They want it all.
A new world order. A new world order.
Well, good evening, folks. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I told you last night that we had a special broadcast scheduled for tonight, and unfortunately, we can't do it. And we can't do it because I spent all day writing up all the stuff to do this broadcast on something that happened in Mesa just within the last week. And the printer was out of ink, so I couldn't print it out, and I can't do it. So it's going to be scheduled for next week sometime. It's a recent event, and I'll tell you what happened. A gun dealer who had a shop, regular shop, been there for many years, has been a, you know, had his FFL, no problem, sticks right to the rules, nobody, no matter how many times the BATF went in there and tried to entrap him in something, he always stuck to the rules and he never could. Well, guess what? Seems like the city of Mesa has a requirement that if you sell used guns, you have to have a pawn shop license, which costs $100. And he didn't have it. Nobody ever told him he needed it. And he's been in business in that same shop in Mesa for years. Nobody ever said a word to him. All he had to do was call him up and said, "Hey, you know, we just discovered you don't have your pawn shop license, and if you're selling used guns, you got to have it. Come on down. It only costs $100. You think they would have done that? No. No. And guess what? A licensing requirement for the city of Mesa has nothing to do with the federal government or the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. But the BATF used this as an excuse. It's not their jurisdiction. They have nothing to do with it. He had the FFL. That's their jurisdiction. It was current. It was good. But the BATF, because he didn't have a Mesa, Arizona, city of Mesa, Arizona, pawn shop license, which costs $100, and nobody ever told him he had to have it or needed it, they got together with the stupid jerks, the stupid idiots in the Mesa Police Department, who are so eager to give up their own jurisdiction and help the Gestapo, Nazi jackbooted treasonous thugs, destroy the livelihood of one of their citizens. Well, they all got together and they all went down there with their teenage ninja turtle suits, all dressed out in black, and their bulletproof vests and their all their guns and assault weapons and all, you know, all this stuff. For one guy who's always obeyed the law, he never even had a traffic ticket. All these teenage ninja turtles, all dressed up in their ninja suits from the BATF and the Mesa Police Department, went down there and stole everything that belonged to this guy. All of the stock in his store, every gun that was in there, every rifle, every pistol, all of the guns that were there to be repaired that were brought in by his customers, all of the guns that were there on consignment from his customers to be sold, they stole every one of them. His own personal collection of antique firearms, many of which were one of a kind in mint condition, collector's guns, were all taken and thrown into trash barrels and carted off by these thieves. They destroyed this man, took everything he'd worked for in his life, all of the guns that he's collected for his life that he set aside to sell for his retirement that were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. They stole them. Stole them. They didn't arrest him. They didn't charge him with any crime. They just took everything that belonged to this man that he'd ever worked for his whole life. Took it all. But these are supposed to be people that we trust. Destroyed this man. Destroyed his family. Destroyed his life. Didn't charge him with anything. Didn't arrest him. But they kept him handcuffed. Even though he wasn't under arrest. That's against the law. And not only that, but they fingerprinted him and took mugshots, and they did it out in the street where the whole community could see. They demonized the man in front of all of his neighbors and all of the other people who do business on the street. For what? Because somebody in City Hall in Mesa, Arizona had neglected to inform him that he needed to pay $100 for a pawnbroker's license because he sold used guns. And what was the BATF doing there when it's a City of Mesa problem? It's a violation of the law of the City of Mesa, which only means that somebody needed to go down there and collect $100 and fill out a form. Why was the federal government there, and why did they steal everything that this man owned? That's what happened. That's what I was going to tell you about tonight. And I spent all day working on this to script it out for the whole hour. See, I very seldom ever script anything, but this I thought was important. And then the stupid printer ran out of ink, and I couldn't print it out, so I don't have it in front of me. And so I can't do it. But that's what happened. The Nazi jackbooted, treasonous, Gestapo, stinking, puke-faced, lying bastard scum took down another good American citizen. For nothing. For nothing. And they wonder why we're pissed off at them. I hate their guts. I hate their guts. How could one American do something like this to another one? Who the hell do these creeps think they are, and where do they find them? Their oaths mean nothing. This nation means nothing. Nothing means anything to these power-hungry, a lot of things I'd like to say. Power-hungry, gutless, lying, stinking, worthless creeps. What kind of mentality does somebody have to do this to somebody? How in the world? They've got to be sending people out to find these guys sitting in some back alley somewhere in a trash heap reading Hitler's Mein Kampf, because that's their mentality. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. It's sort of interesting. I just read that on the Keep and Bear Arms website this morning before I went off to work. It gave me a shot of adrenaline.
Yeah, that'll give you a shot of adrenaline, won't it?
I tell you, but one of the things that was interesting was that he referred to the BATF agents. He said that his past experience with them had been totally benign, and he defended them, thinking they'd been, you know, maligned by the public in the past. I guess he got a dose of reality.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
in
he
a
sure
certain
did.
Sense, the effect of this has been to bring one more person to our understanding.
Well, a lot more than that. I'm telling you, it's a damn good thing it wasn't in my neighborhood, that I wasn't there, because I would have shot the bastards.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that when he asked...
And I'm absolutely amazed that he allowed them to do this to him, and he didn't pick up one of his own guns and open fire on him, because that's exactly what he should have done.
They lured him out the front door of his business under some pretense. And when he was outside, then they cuffed him, apparently, so he didn't have a chance to do anything.
Yeah, I know.
And the other thing was the remark of the stinking agent when he said, "Well, what can I sell now that you've taken all my stuff?" And he had a box of ammunition or something like that. He sort of laughed and said, "Yeah, well, you can sell this."
Yeah, yeah, they were disgusting.
Totally
disgusting creeps.
What kind of people are there in this world that could?
They're exactly the kind of people that Hitler recruited in his stormtroopers that would do anything that they were told to do to anybody, including marching unarmed, helpless, poor, starving civilians out in the country and make them dig their own grave and then shoot them.
In the back.
In the back of the head, and then kick them with their foot so that they would fall into the grave that they just dug. That's what kind of people they are. They are the same scum that did that for Hitler in Nazi Germany. That's exactly who they are.
It turns your stomach.
It makes me sick. It makes me... I'll tell you what, man, I never used to talk like this. When I started this radio broadcast, I thought, geez, all we have to do is put the facts out there, read the law on the air, show the American people what's happening and what's wrong, and they'll wake up and this stuff won't happen. And it, you know, some people are waking up and some people are willing to draw a line like I have, but most people aren't.
And the reality is that the other side is so much worse than we could ever have imagined.
Oh yeah, it's way beyond anything that I ever dreamed. I never dreamed an American in a position of responsibility and authority like that, who's taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution for the United States of America, to protect and defend those people who come within his jurisdiction, would ever do anything like this. And it was not even in their jurisdiction.
Not in the slightest.
Federal government, BATF, has nothing whatsoever to do with some obscure law in Mesa, Arizona, requiring this guy to have a pawnbroker's license that only costs $100. That's what they killed the Branch Davidians for.
Well,
was
a $200
automatic weapons license.
Well, didn't one of their members already have it?
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, it wasn't even a question of that.
Well, it was a question of David Koresh didn't have one.
Well, and the thing is that he had Hellfire devices, which were maybe all he was using anyway.
See, they didn't care.
Of course not.
They wanted to do a raid and kill a whole bunch of people so that they could get their funding renewed.
Yeah.
That's what it ultimately ended up.
Did you have the link to the Major Jordan diaries?
Major. Oh, he's the guy that...
World War II,
yeah.
Air Force.
Yeah, he was the guy that caught them shipping out the treasury plates.
Right. That was another wake-up for me to think how far we were betrayed even back then.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. But we've been betrayed throughout most of our history in this century.
Oh, absolutely. It's just sickening, you know, that everything that happens is just totally twisted.
I'll tell you, the worse it gets, the less patience I have to wait out the start of the war. I just want to go out and I want to string these people up from the trees. I want to hang them. I want to convene trials all across this country. I want to try these bastards, and if they're found guilty, I want to hang them. I want to pull on the rope.
I'll be there.
And I never used to think like that. I never hated anybody in my entire life.
Yeah, it's they've managed to show us how low things can go. I thought it's almost necessary to start a millstone society, because a bunch of them need millstones tied around their necks and tossed into the sea.
Well, no, because then we couldn't watch them die. And I think we need that satisfaction. I think we need to watch them dance on the end of a rope.
Yeah.
That's what we need it. We need it.
Did you see the three poems on the KABA site?
I haven't even been there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep and Bear Arms site.
I know there's a Keep and Bear Arms site. There's not just one, there's several of them. But I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, there were three poems, and one of them was on what, you know, what happens to the bureaucrats. You know, they were going to get tarred and feathered, but they end up being lynched.
Yeah, well, that's coming. I'll tell you, people are just about at the end of their rope. And this election's not going to solve a damn thing.
Oh, not in the slightest.
It's just going to make it worse. When old Georgie Bush Jr. gets in there and starts doing his
Nazi...
Well,
they can get away with more with him. they know they've gotten to... We're on our guard against Clinton and Gore, but with Bush, they figure people will relax their guard, they can pull off more garbage.
Well, they're going to find out. He's no different than his dad, and his dad's the one who first mentioned New World Order.
And would shoot the Iraqi soldiers, have them all machine gun, you know, strafed when they were retreating. Yeah. Murder, 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 murder.
Yeah.
I mean, who did the Ruby Ridge? That was under Bush Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And then planning for Waco was under Bush Sr.
Yep.
So they're useless. I mean, my question is this: a skull and bones represents either pirates or poison or both, right?
Well, the skull and bones goes back to the Templars. If you go to Europe and look on the gravestones of the old Templars, you'll see the skull and bones.
Right, but I'm just saying it also represents pirates and poison.
Well, yeah, but you see, that's where the pirates came from.
Right.
When the Templars were outlawed and they seized the Templar property, the Templar fleet disappeared and became the pirates. So that's where the Skull and Bones came from. That's what happened to the Templar fleet. The Templars had a fleet of ships, warships, and those ships became the pirates. That's why there was such a brotherhood of pirates. All the pirates could, they had their own ports, Port-au-Prince in the Caribbean Sea in Haiti. That's right. And they would all go in there. They wouldn't hurt each other. They were still the brotherhood.
They just prey on the innocent.
They were still the brotherhood. If you weren't a member of the brotherhood, you were nothing. You were their legal and lawful prey. And it's still that way today.
Anyway, God bless you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I'm not kidding you, folks. I am really pissed. Angry. This is the United States of America, and these scum are doing in the United States of America what we used to attribute only to the Soviet Union, to Castro, to Mao Zedong, to the communist regimes, to terrorist countries, right here in the United States, and nobody seems to be concerned but us, and we're a minority. We're a big minority, but we're still a minority. And these, all these idiots, these sheeple, walking around calling themselves Americans. They don't even know the meaning of the word. Good evening. You're on the air.
Evening, Bill. How are you?
You don't know?
Yeah.
You've been listening? How am I? I'm angry! How are you?
Oh, same here. But one suggestion should be relayed to that guy. Those people stepped out of their jurisdiction. He needs to take names on those BATF men and sue them in their personal capacity.
Yeah, but you know what? He's a nice guy, and he probably won't do it.
Well, somebody should advise him to.
Well, he's already been advised. I mean, he's got the best advice in the world. I mean, there's lots of people helping this guy out. But well, he's the average sheeple. That's why it happened to him. He actually believed that the BATF were a bunch of good guys after Waco. Can you believe that? And he had to sit around and wait till they did it to him before he learned his lesson.
Well, I suppose he'll renew his NRA membership, too. Gotta let you go.
Oh, jeez. You just had to throw that in, didn't you?
Of course I did. Take care, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-45. Say, yeah, he probably will renew his NRA membership. Oh, my God. Do you know how much they pay in Charlton Heston? $200,000 a year, and he doesn't do anything except tell you all the things that the NRA is supposed to be but isn't. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Bill. This is David, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, David.
Actually, the Socialist Republic of Rhode Island.
Yeah, I know. The whole Eastern Seaboard is.
I want you to know, though, that I'm shedding my skin as a sheeple. I have started my own local, small-time AM radio station talk program.
Good for you.
And it's on Internet TV, too, but I have been inspired over the last year and a half listening to you. I'm a new listener compared to some of your callers.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really taken to heart some of the issues, and I'm going on the third week of my program. It's only one night a week. However, the nature of the program is the discussion based upon the things that you talk about, mainly the truth. I read factual printed documents and do not allow people to talk if they do not have factual documented information.
Good for you.
And you don't believe the kind of heat I'm coming under from the other people in the neighborhood.
Oh, yes. You know what I mean? Oh, yes, I do believe it. I pioneered this, and you wouldn't... Well,
no, I wouldn't understand. I have no idea.
You will, though. You will,
but
if you keep it up. You
but
will.
I want other people that are listening to your program tonight. That it's real easy. I'm just an average person. I have a job. I'm nowhere have a lot of means. But I've decided that if I could afford cable TV or recreational alcohol or movies, I was to put that money aside and to spend it on this issue.
Good
and
for
that's
you.
To have my own program and take those kind of things, like you say, into your own hands. Print your own newsletters.
Yeah, that's the only way you can have a free press. If you don't own the press, you don't have freedom of speech.
So I just wanted to call you and let the people in the audience know that don't call and bullcrap you with these, oh, yeah, like when you tell a story, people will believe you. Yeah, if they came up on your mountain, believe me, then not everybody's going back down alive. But some of the callers, they call and they chime in with you, and most of them don't have the guts. I know it.
Oh, you're right.
And all I'm saying is that I appreciate your honesty when you have to say things like that to the callers when you feel you're being bullcrapped. As far as if the ATF came running up the street, I know which direction these people would go, some of them that call you.
Yeah.
But say to you, oh, yeah, Bill, let's do that. So I just want you to know I appreciate your program. And we're way on the other coast here, but this area is one of the Rhode Island has to be one of the most socialist states in the country.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this so that there's no equivocation or wondering or anything. Everybody, I think, should know exactly where I stand on issues like this. When these people do things like this, they should be met with guns and bullets, and they should be killed right in their tracks.
I believe that until that happens, though, people are still going to be cowards.
Oh, it's going to happen. And most people are always going to be cowards and don't ever think otherwise. Just look back in history and you'll see that that's true.
But
there are enough of us who are not cowards that we can actually force these bastards to stop destroying this country, to stop destroying freedom, to stop destroying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, to stop destroying their fellow citizens for something like a $100 license that they don't even have jurisdiction over.
It's never in the mainstream media.
No.
Forget if there wasn't even an election right now.
You won't even read about that in the Mason newspaper or the Phoenix, what do you call it? The communist rag down in Phoenix.
It's good that you don't even care about it. It's not the name of it.
It's a disgusting rag to me.
And could I also say, your bumper music that you played tonight, I don't know the name of it, but it's the New World Order song, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
That gets me so up.
Good.
Very impressive.
Well, thank you.
So, I just
it was
want
done,
to thank
done
you
by
and,
my good friends Anthony J. Hilder and Evan Sweetwater.
I'm just saying that very, very good. And I want to just say thank you. And Bill, you're part of my family in my mind. And I love you. And I hope everything, you can continue to do what you're doing.
Well, thank you. What I'm doing is doing what everybody should be doing. I'm opposing tyranny, and I'm willing to die to stop it.
Right.
And, that's what this country's all about. That's what the Founding Fathers were all about. That's, if you're not willing to die for freedom, you cannot and will never have it.
That's the end of it. Thank you.
Can't be yours.
Good night, Bill.
Thanks for calling. And sooner or later, you've all better get this through your thick heads, because sooner or later, they're going to come for all of us. See, during this raid, they confiscated years and years of the registration forms that you have to fill out when you buy a gun at any gun dealership. And what do you think that they're confiscating those things for? They're confiscating them so that they'll know who owns guns, because someday they're going to come after them. And if you're not willing to stand there and oppose them with the force of arms, then we're all lost. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill, this is Ed out in Connecticut again. Hey, in your book, Chapter 14, Proposed Constitutional Model for the New States of America,
mm-hmm.
It was prepared by Santa Barbara Democratic Studies, et cetera, et cetera. Who funded this? Was this done by a bill of Congress or what?
It was funded by grants from the federal government.
Grants from the federal government?
Yeah.
And what did they hope to gain from this? Do you know?
Hey, they want a one-world government.
No, that's as close as from what I read in it, that's as close as it's coming to. Anyway, I forgot what else I was going to say. I'm going to let somebody else get on. You're busy tonight. Keep it up, buddy.
Thanks. 520-333-4578 is the number, and thanks for calling. Constitution for the New States of America is not a constitution at all. It's a socialist blueprint. It does away with rights and gives the state all the power, so that they could transfer it to a world government. And that, they spent lots and lots of money to develop that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill, this is Mike from Indiana. just wanted to add that they're doing the same thing up here in Northwest Indiana. They've attacked a gun dealer that lives two blocks from me. They practically shut him down because of selling, quote, illegal guns to people who are criminals. But, of course, you don't know they're criminals when you sell them. And they're practically trying to shut down everyone in Northwest Indiana right at this moment, right now. There's articles in the newspaper all the time.
Let me tell you what's going on. They want to shut down all gun dealers, and they want to make it absolutely impossible for the American people to purchase and own firearms because they know they can't have their one-world government, their new world totalitarian socialist order, if Americans have guns in their possession, because we will not give up our rights.
Right. You know, it makes you so sick because you read this stuff in the paper, and then you talk to people about it, and then they're like, oh, that is so good. Finally, they're doing something. And you try to explain to people.
They have no clue whatsoever as to how we got to the point where they could be affluent and live safe in this world. And now they don't even understand that they're not safe anymore in this world. And the very country that they think is going to protect them very soon is going to be the means of their enslavement.
Might add this story just real quick, Bill. I work in a huge trade show which has international delegates that come in all the time, and I was talking to a man from Taiwan, and he's like, oh, I love America, I love America. It's like, there's so much freedom here. And I try to explain to him, I'm like, do you know why we have our freedom? Because we own guns, and our elected officials, if they try to take away our freedoms, they know that the people would arise, and they can't do that like they did in Tiananmen Square. And, you know, the sad thing, it just would not register in his head, you know, because in the
Well, that's
the
because
world,
he that's because he doesn't even know his own history. The
right,
reason
exactly.
that he was able to live in a free country called Taiwan is because Chiang Kai-shek and a whole bunch of other brave Chinese people opposed the communist movement of Mao Zedong and moved their whole following to the island of Taiwan, which at that time was called Formosa, and the only way that they did it is they had guns.
Right. I tried to explain that to him, and he's like, oh, no, you know. So it's unbelievable. It really is.
Well, you see, there's stupid sheeple everywhere.
Yeah, like, precisely.
And they're just as molded by television and the media in Taiwan and Hong Kong and Japan and Brazil as they are right here in the United States of America.
Sure thing. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm going to say this again. It's a good thing that didn't happen in my neighborhood. If I had seen this going on, if I had known that gun dealer, and if I had known that he was a good, honest man and hadn't done anything wrong, I'd have been down there shooting those bastards. I would have. And I wouldn't have cared if I died in the process. I would have taken a hell of a lot of them with me. This has got to stop, and Americans have to stand up. This isn't going to go away by voting for George Bush Jr. or anybody else. It's passed a political resolution. The politicians in this country are taking this country down. They're destroying us. And they don't give a damn. And the only thing that's going to turn it around is when Americans pick up what the Founding Fathers gave us just for this purpose, stick it up their butts, and pull the trigger. And that's the damn truth, whether you like it or not. And I know it just scares the hell out of some of you, but it's the truth. This stuff is not going to stop until those things start to happen. When they realize that we're not going to allow it. I loved it when G. Gordon Liddy said, when the Nazi jackbooted thugs bust down your door in the middle of the night, shoot them in the head. He was right. That's exactly what I intend to do when they break down my door in the middle of the night. A lot of them ain't never going home. Ever again. The They want their world socialist utopian government. Make them pay for it. I intend to. They're already paying for it with me. Don't you think it's embarrassing as hell that here I am, one man sitting on this little mountaintop, and not a one of them has the guts to come and get me? You know why? Because I'm right. And backed up by the fact that I'm right is the fact that I'm willing to die in my righteousness and for what I believe in. And in the process of dying for what I believe in, I'll kill a hell of a lot of them. A lot of them. You see, I fought in a war. I fought in Vietnam. I know how it works. I know how to do it. I'm not going to be some victim sitting here waiting for them to come and run tanks into my house and put holes in it so they can set fire to it and burn me up. And if I run out the door, shoot me like they did the Branch Davidians, I'll go out and get them. I know how to do it. I know how to spot snipers. Every bush, every little twig on the top of this mountain and on the sides of it, I've memorized. And anytime something changes, even in the slightest little bit, I know it. I may be the last person in America who's truly free right now, because I'm willing to die for my freedom. And that instills the fear of God in my enemies. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, you asked where they get these monkeys from. You can't call them people.
They're not people.
They're so far below people, you got to call them monkeys. I hate to insult monkeys, but that's the closest I can come to it. Are you familiar with the a case of a man who was in security for 16 years or so up in New London, Connecticut? He applied to the police department. He was turned down. This was in the news. He was turned down, and he said, why? He got top scores. And they said, well, your IQ is too high. They said, what do you mean? My IQ is too high.
Do you know how...
You never got any of this out of the news? Okay, but anyway. So,
yeah,
they said, yeah.
In order
to be suitable for police work, you have to have below 100 IQ, or an IQ of 100 or below, or you'd be bored with it. And the farther below that, the less they know, they're able to discern right from wrong.
I did read that, and I know that what you're telling me is true. And I did check on the story, and it's absolutely true. But do you realize how many police officers are listening to this broadcast right now that have to be just absolutely totally insulted by this?
Of course.
But and then you have to ask yourself, and they should be asking themselves, what the hell are they doing in a job like that?
Yeah, those who select those for police. Well, they want them dumbed down, raised on video games. I was in the Air Force for 4 years, and a buddy of mine, before his eyes went, he was a radar scope observer, on defense radio, or radar, air control.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I was a scope dope until my eyes went bad. So that was the term that the Air Force used for radar screen watchers. Well, these kids raised on video games, I think we ought to call them scope dopes. I think it's suitable.
Well, that's not fair, because I know a lot of young people who are into these video games who are not bad people, and they're not killing anybody, and they're not doing anything wrong, and
they're able to think clear.
And they're able to think clear. In fact, their intelligence is pretty damn high, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Most young people who are into computers are pretty damn smart.
Yeah, but another aspect of giving every kid a computer, if kids
you can't give kids computers.
No, I'm saying in the schools.
You can't give kids computers in the school. You can't even get kids in the schools. What are you talking about? They don't allow goats in schools.
I'm talking about.
What do you mean? Yeah, okay. Don't you know what a kid is?
Yeah, okay.
Well, then why are you calling our children goats?
These children, okay.
Why are you calling our children goats?
I know. Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you know, then don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it, and then say, "Oh, well, yeah. Well, I know."
I should remember what a friend of mine used to say. He said, "You're a good kid, but who likes goats?" So I should remember that. I should have. Okay, but anyway, they want these children completely and totally dependent upon computers. And that way, when they pull a plug on the computers, the kids can't do anything but be agricultural workers.
Goats don't get
these children,
involved with
I'm sorry, these children, when they pull a plug on them, on the computers, these children won't be able to do anything else except be agricultural workers, which I think is maybe part of the Great Master Plan.
Well, I don't know. That's sheer speculation. I don't know that's
okay.
true.
Well,
and
we don't
indulge in speculation on this broadcast.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to point that out. I'm sure some of your listeners never heard of this New London, Connecticut Police Academy bit, you know? So anytime you have trouble with law enforcement, just say, you must have graduated from the New London, Connecticut Police Academy.
All you got to know about law enforcement is ask them if they've ever read the Constitution. If they say yes, ask them a simple question that anybody who ever read it would know. If they can't answer it, you know they're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lied about it, then they don't know dip beans jack about their oath, don't give a damn about their oath, and they're just another Nazi jackbooted thug.
Well, the other thing is, if they've never been exposed to it, it's good to carry a copy of the Constitution around. Is that available? I wonder if that's available from the government printing office, pocket-sized copies of the Constitution.
Well, I don't know if it's available in pocket size, but it's sure available.
Yeah, and it'd be good to have a copy and just hand it to them, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, I've probably taken more of your time here than I want to, so I'll get off the air and yield to somebody else who I hope will make better points than I have.
Thanks.
Okay, good
Thanks.
Night. Keep up
Thanks
the good
for
work.
Calling. I didn't have any problem with your points. I do have a problem with calling our children goats. I've always had a problem with that. And if Pooh was here, she would have jumped right down your throat. That's my daughter. She didn't like being called a goat. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing? This is Russ from Massachusetts. Just wondering if you heard about what happened on Halloween. The company by the name of ADS announced their microchip for implantation in humans called the Digital Angel.
Talked about it last night.
Oh, wow, I missed it. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later, Bill.
Okay.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, I just, you know. And I got to tell you, not all police officers have IQs below 100. I know some police officers who are really smart, have good IQ, are really doing everything they can to do the right thing. The problem is the people that they work for won't let them. And sooner or later, they're asked to do things that they know are unconstitutional, and then they have to, in their head, to fight with themselves about, well, am I going to disobey this and quit my job, and I've got X number of years invested, or am I going to stick it out and get my retirement? And the retirement usually wins. And that's when they stop being good police officers, and they stop being good men and women, and they sell out. They sell out. You listening to me? Cops, you sell out. You know you do. It's disgusting. How can you look yourself in the mirror? I mean, why? The hell do you think you're doing? You're not helping your community. You're selling us down the tubes. You're destroying this country. You are the means by which it's done. You're supposed to be protectors of the law, and you are the means of destroying it and destroying your fellow citizens. You don't even know the law. Most of you never read the Constitution in your life, and if you did, you didn't understand it. You think you got to get some lawyer to interpret it for you when it's written in English. And you're supposed to know English, aren't you? It's disgusting. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, it's hard to follow what you just said.
Really?
But my question is, I
said it in English, I think.
Oh, I believe you covered it quite succinctly, my friend. But what I wanted to ask you, do you feel trapped on a hill?
No.
And do you feel
no.
free?
I
wonder sometimes, I know that everything you're saying is absolutely correct.
Let me answer your question. I am free in every sense of the word, and I am not trapped.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean a facetious question.
No, and I'm not answering it that way. And you have to understand they have tremendous support in this valley. And you would be amazed at how much of law enforcement in this valley supports what I stand for.
I mean, can you just go to the store? I mean, can you...
I can do anything that I want to do because I'm willing to die for my freedom, and anybody who thinks that they want to come up and arrest me has to understand that they're going to die in the process of doing it.
I heard that.
And they're not stupid. Because they know that I'm not some coward just spouting off saying that.
I actually
mean it, and they have seen me go about my business around it. They know that I'm always armed. I am very alert. I am very intelligent, and they're not going to sneak up on me.
And you're not a mean guy either.
I'm not a mean guy. I wouldn't hurt anybody in this entire world unless they endangered my life, my property, or my family first. And if they do that, I won't hesitate to kill them. I just absolutely won't.
I was just curious, Mr. Cooper, as to whether you felt, and I just said it, trapped or not, or
unable
to come and go as you wanted to.
I can do anything that I want to do. I can come and go anywhere that I want to go, and I do it all the time. And I'm going to tell you something else.
Yeah.
I am probably the only man in America who is that free, and I'm probably maybe the only man left in America who is really truly free.
Because you are maybe one of the only ones willing to die for it.
That's right. And if you're not willing to die for it, you can't have it. You can't have it. And no one who's not willing to die is going to get their hands on me and throw me in prison. Because that's what it's going to cost them. Now, let me tell you something else. If I had really done something that was criminally wrong, because I'm a law-abiding person, I would voluntarily go down and turn myself in.
I understand that.
You see, and I've had this challenge for years. I sued the IRS. I've submitted more FOIA requests and asked more questions of the federal government than any man living to just prove to me that there's a law requiring me to file and pay the income tax.
And not one single person in this world
can do it. Not even the president of the United States. Not the local police chief. Not any police officer, sheriff's deputy, or sheriff in the state of Arizona. Not the governor of Arizona can do it.
Nobody.
And if they can't do it, I'm not a criminal.
Nobody.
They are cowards, in fact, if they continue to file and pay the unlawful, unconstitutional income tax. And they know it. You know why they do it? Because they don't have the courage of their convictions. They don't have the guts to stand up on the law as I do. See, I'm standing solidly.
That's the problem I have when I try to... A lot of people don't like this concept of absolute freedom tempered by personal responsibility.
Well, of course not. Because it means...
Because that's a really hard thing to do. I mean, you have to earn that, you know.
Well,
you have to be personally responsible in order to have absolute freedom.
That's right.
And you have to be willing to die for it, just like you said, Mr. Cooper.
It's the foundation upon which this country was built. And it is an absolute truism. If you're not willing to die for freedom, you cannot and never will have it.
And freedom must be managed responsibly.
Yes, and you must be eternally vigilant, because somebody will always be there to take it away from you.
Mr. Cooper, I've enjoyed talking tonight.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, boy. I got to tell you, you know, this nation is full of wishy-washy wimps. Cowards, really. People that never had an original thought in their life. Don't even know what the hell they're doing here. Have no concept of who they are, where they came from, and how they got here, and how many people died to give them what they have. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Ryan in South Carolina. Yeah, enjoying your program.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I got a question for you. You would say all gun laws are unconstitutional, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. You would say that drug laws are unconstitutional. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that the taxes like the income tax, which you resist, that is also unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, these officers on the local level, state level, what have you, and the federal officers, when they are trying to harass someone, asking them if they have any guns or drugs in the car, or do these things and try to enforce these unconstitutional laws, they are acting like traitors, are they not?
They are traitors.
Okay. And we believe in the death penalty for traitors.
Well, only if they're convicted.
Okay. But in the meantime, if they're trying to enforce such a unconstitutional Nazi-like socialist law upon you,
if they threaten your life,
yes, sir,
or your freedom, you are within your right to kill them.
To defend myself.
Absolutely, but only to defend yourself. In other words, I would never go down there
and
hunt them or kill anybody.
Right,
but if they come up here to take away my freedom or my life, I'll kill them. And I won't hesitate, not for one single second, because that's what that kind of behavior warrants. And yes, I am within my right to defend myself.
Yes, sir. That's what the Second Amendment was about.
That's what law says.
Yes, sir.
That's what nature says. All creatures have the right to defend themselves with whatever God gave them to defend themselves with.
Yes. Well, speaking of the Lord, Yahweh, I have prayed to him about these situations. This program tonight you're talking about, and what you had touched on a little bit last night after the digital angel you started talking, I tried to call you, but it was already too late.
Mm-hmm.
This issue here is a particular issue. I guess you could say this is my line in the sand. I am a hardworking individual. My wife and I both are trying to raise our child. I am a truck driver,
mm-hmm,
and I try, as you say, to be a law-abiding citizen. I don't steal from anyone or do anything like that. I just work hard, and that's all I try to do. But if any one of these scumbags tries, and any one of these cops that are listening to your program right now can hear this, if they try to enforce some unconstitutional law on me or my wife, we do train, and we will defend ourselves.
Well, good for you.
Yes, sir. There are lots of us listening to your program that agree with this. My issue, Mr. Cooper, that I don't understand, and I must respectfully disagree with you on one issue, and that is, you preface your comments, I hear a lot of people say this, about cops. They'll say, there's some good cops out there.
There are. There's a lot of good cops out there who joined the police department. For the right reasons. And they get roped into the wrong reasons when they have enough time invested, and they have a wife and a child, and they think they can't get another job making the same pay, and they have a few years invested toward their retirement, and then they sell out. And they're not good cops anymore when they do that.
You got that right. They have sold their souls. My problem with that is they're not the good cops anymore. And what they're doing to secure their pensions, their retirements, or their insurance benefits, or et cetera, or their standing in the community, or whatever,
mm-hmm,
they're willing to ruin someone's life for some silliness.
Yeah.
For some unconstitutional law, and I have a real problem with that.
Well, I do too. So I know you do, sir.
You're not, I know some of your listeners do too.
You're not in disagreement with me. I agree with you 100% on this.
I mean, you are a great inspiration. I plug you. I tell people about your website and everything. As I told you about a year ago, I've been listening to you about a year now,
mm-hmm,
that you are a great inspiration to me. A lot of the conspiracies, like I told you before, I knew about back when I was 14, 15 years old. But I've said a lot of things. Sometimes you'll say something, I'll look at my wife and I say, didn't I say that 4 or 5 years ago? And some of the things you're saying tonight. I mean, I don't want to murder anyone. I don't want to kill or I don't hate.
Self-defense is not murder.
Self-defense is the law of Yahweh. That is right.
It's the law of nature. It's the law of nature,
which Yahweh created. And I'm not going to have it. And it bothers me. I don't know how any cop could go to church on Saturday, Sunday, whenever he goes to church, and sit there and pray to his God, and then ruin someone's life over some stupid drug law, some stupid gun law, or in your case, I mean, how they've done what they've done to you and everything. How he could sit there and pray to his God and claim that he's some Christian or God person or whatever, and he's doing this. All the cops that are listening to you right now, I want them to hear my voice. I pray about this. I eat, drink, and sleep. This is my line in the sand. I'm very passionate about this, sir.
Well, good for you. So am I.
Yes, sir.
And I think it's wonderful. And nothing is going to change until a lot of Americans feel this way and are willing to die for freedom and are willing to do what's necessary to stop this.
I'm willing to, but I can't. It's just if one man does it, it's like you say, it's like that other fellow that you were talking about in the beginning of your show tonight. They die to themselves. No one knows anything about it. There's supposed to be this thing going on in Texas right now where a guy, he didn't have a concealed weapons permit, which is unconstitutional, and they're supposed to, they have him in Trinidad, Texas or something. They have him in some sort of siege situation. Waco was over gun parts and gun taxes. The same with Ruby Ridge was over gun taxes. You could own a sawed-off shotgun if you pay the taxes.
Yeah, and in the Waco case, it was only $200 that they had to pay.
Yes,
somebody
sir.
Could have walked up and knocked on the door and say, "Hey, we understand that you have some automatic weapons," and they could have said, "Well, we really don't. Come and search the place." Or they could have said, "Well, we really do," and they could have said, "Well, we need $200 for each automatic weapon you have," and I'm sure they would have paid it.
He would have gladly paid it. He wouldn't care.
Yeah, but the truth...
You know, he had the money.
Yeah, of
But they
course.
Had to, you know what the reason was. Everybody knows what the reason was that. I'm sure most of your listeners know the reason behind Waco and Ruby Ridge and the such. But no, I can't understand. I'll never understand the mind of someone who is willing to ruin someone's life over some pill or a joint or a gun that doesn't have enough metal or wood on it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
And I plead to the officers that claim to be patriots that are listening to your show to please pray to God about this. Because there's other men like you and I and a lot of your other listeners, we will take your life if you try to take mine.
There are more of us than they can even imagine, and more are created every day.
Yes, sir.
By their own efforts. I got to let you go because we're out of time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for being willing to die for your freedom, and I hope you really mean everything that you said, because most people who say those things don't. But, you know, there's enough of us that do, that if a civil war started tonight, we would win. No doubt whatsoever about it in my mind. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Clinton's death law passed through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, send us a fax.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want it, brother. Dance the two-step and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. Demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of a Fourth Reich, Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic, then rape the nation.
Order.
Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Don't resist! You're surrounded by the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, but the one world order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get hip. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood.
Order.
Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots, it's crisis creation.
Order.
biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and that can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Planned confusion. Masonic religion. It's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah.